As seen in the review of ministerial mandate letters, information policy deals with a number of different issues and departments. It's dynamic and complex, and also comparatively new, and this presents a number of challenges. These challenges plague both academic analyses of information policy, as well as the practical and political challenges of implementing information policy. First and foremost among these challenges is defining the subject matter itself. Information is an incredibly nebulous term. Defining what is or isn't information is the subject of much academic debate. Looking specifically from a policy purpose, is there an ideal definition of information policy or information specifically for policy purposes? One of Sandra Brayman's first articles in the field tackled this specifically. Rather than delve into a discussion of what is or isn't the best definition of information, I want to highlight one of Theodore Roszak's observations. He looks at various time periods, the Age of Reason, the Age of Enlightenment, and now the modern Age of Information, and suggests that information is a God word of our time, a word that kind of captures and encapsulates all kind of things and gives life to new imaginations. However, he also highlights some of the challenges of this. It's a seemingly neutral term. Who, as he asks, who can be against information? But this gives it an innocent guise, which can be used for political purposes. Next week, when we look at the information society, we'll focus heavily on rhetoric and its role in shaping policy in relation to the information society.